Welcome to another bonus episode of Sleep Whispers, an extra treat for my Soak Plus members. This is bonus episode number 104, and it's titled A Wilderness Survival Story, Part 5, Bows That Start Fires and Shoot Arrows. Now, as a reminder, what you are about to hear is a helpful survival guide, but it's written to sound like a dramatic survival adventure. So listen closely, and you'll hear actual tips that could help you in a survival situation. Or you can just lean back and enjoy the drama and the adventure of the story. In part 4, the prior episode, you learned how to capture a rabbit, how to cook edible fungus, and you also learned about the curious taste of beaver tail. In this episode, you'll learn how to create a bow drill for starting fires, as well as how to create a bow for shooting arrows. Now, I trust that you can easily visualize a hunting bow, but you may not be familiar with a fire starting bow. So, I'll post an image of a fire-starting bow drill for my Soak Plus members. Also, I'll soon stitch together parts 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 of this survival story, so you can enjoy them all as a single super duper long episode. Stay tuned for that treat. May tonight's story distract your squirrels, calm your mind, and help you to fall asleep. I hope you enjoy it. A Wilderness Survival Story, Part 5. Bows That Start Fires and Shoot Arrows. I awoke in the morning to find the woods dripping wet and the world gray with a cold drizzling rain. From my fire, a small thin wisp of smoke arose. I hurried to replenish the fuel and save the little life that was left in the embers, but I was too late. The dark sky poured forth a torrent of rain, and with a faint hiss, my last hot coals fizzled out. Soaked through, chilled, miserable, and disgusted, I crept into my hut. I hoped to be able to start another fire in my usual way, using my knife, pebble, and handkerchief. Unfortunately, though, my handkerchief was just too wet to ignite. I wouldn't be able to create a new fire for a while. My attention then shifted to my hunger, and I only had some uncooked fungus that I could eat at the moment. Well, I could go try to find some mussels, frogs, or fish, but without a fire, I would have to eat those raw, and as hungry as I was, my hunger pangs were not strong enough for that to be a good option. I just continued to sit in my lean-to, most of which was pretty wet. Luckily, there was a dry spot right in the center of my shelter, so I did my best just to stay there. My wet clothes clung to my skin, chilling me to the bone each time the wind swirled around me. Summer was obviously over, and the autumn rains had begun. In a few weeks, more icy winds, and most likely, some snow squalls would follow. All I desired at this moment was a large, warm, roaring fire. I could have been laughing at the elements instead of cursing my wet and cold conditions. Without fire, I truly realized how helpless I was. I needed to safeguard myself against being in this predicament again. I began mulling it over, partially because I needed a solution, and partially because it took my mind off the coldness. Towards noon, however, the rain ceased, the sky cleared, and by mid-afternoon, the sun was shining brightly. I lost no time in finding a large stone in the sun to dry my handkerchief. After a short while, it was once again dry, and I had a new blazing fire. My next priority was to cook some food, while also putting some warmth back into my chilled bones. I knew my charred handkerchief may not last much longer, so I started to create a backup. That was just a tasty nibble of my newest bonus episode. You can peek in the episode notes to learn more about it. If you are a Silk Plus member, then you'll find the full-length version of this bonus episode waiting for you in the bonus podcast. If you're not a Silk Plus member, then you can easily become one by using the link in the episode notes or by going to silkpodcasts.com. You are now just a tiny hop away from accessing this bonus episode and over 400 additional episodes, all free for a limited time. That there are a lot of episodes to feed your restless brain squirrels. Nom nom, nom nom nom.